Loyalist Township Council appointed former CAO Diane Pierce as deputy mayor until the end of council's current term. Council heard from three candidates before nominating Pierce and passing the motion to appoint her as deputy mayor.
I never expected this to happen, and I feel truly honored, and I will do the best job I possibly can.
Pierce read and signed a declaration of office.
I, Diane Pierce, having been elected to the office of deputy mayor in the municipality of Loyalist Township, do solemnly promise and declare that I will truly, faithfully, and impartially exercise this office to the best of my knowledge and ability. I have not received and will not receive any payment or reward or promise thereof for the exercise of this office on a biased, corrupt, or in any other improper manner. I will disclose any pecuniary interest, direct or indirect, in accordance with the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King Charles III. And I make this solemn promise and declaration, conscientiously believing it to be true, and knowing that it is of the same force and effect as if made under oath.
The role became vacant on June 15th following Nathan Townend taking on a staff position with Lennox and Addington County. The Clerk's Division requested suggestions from Council regarding potential nominees to fill the position. Nominees were then contacted to confirm their interest. Those who expressed interest besides Pierce were former Mayor of Loyalist Township Bill Lowry and former Councillor John Ibey. Pierce's statement before Council made their decision outlined her work with the Township.
My 39-year career in municipal government was on the administration side, not the Council side. I never expected to give a campaign speech. That fact differentiates me from the other nominees, whom I respect for their lengthy political service to the township and whom I respect as individuals and former colleagues. They are worthy candidates. My fellow nominees and I have all served the township in our time and made a meaningful contribution in our own sphere of operation and influence. As deputy mayor, even for this temporary appointment, I would take my role seriously as the position deserves, and I would dedicate my time and talents fully. I would ask Council to consider the ongoing involvement I have had in township matters since my retirement as a fundraiser, as a witness for the township before the Ontario Land Tribunal, and more extensively as an active member of an advisory committee to Council for several years.
Former Mayor Bill Lowry explained his interest in the position during his statement.
When I got the call to see if I wanted to volunteer to serve in the chair of deputy, it was the same way that I got into politics. My next door neighbor back in 1999 came to me and said, "Did you ever think about getting into politics?" And I just looked at him and thought he was in space somewhere, but I went home and thought about it, and I was thinking about retiring, and that road was going to come, and I wanted something to do. So because I was appointed, it was only a 2-year term in a 3-year election. It just was all an immediate flashback when I got the call from the municipality to see if I wanted to put my name forward. And I just immediately felt that I did. There was no hesitation. You know, it was just, yes, they're asking me to do something and I'd like to do it.
Ibey also made note of the other candidates during his statement.
I have time and I believe I have enough background to fill the position. And I was surprised to be remembered from that far back. I looked at the other candidates and they're very high level people.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke about the qualifications of all three candidates and how it wasn't an easy decision.
This is a tough one, but with all three very qualified, I basically had to come to the conclusion that whatever motion went on the floor, I have no reason to say no to whatever motion it is. The quality and qualifications of the people sitting here is amazing. It's outstanding that a municipality has the brain trust, the experience, and the willingness to step up and help when the time is needed. And the township is very blessed.
To support a consistent and transparent approach to filling council vacancies, staff developed a procedure for when a vacancy occurs during a period in which a by-election cannot be held. According to staff, the procedure establishes a clear framework for council's consideration of appointments. After being appointed, Pierce joined council for the remainder of the meeting. Pierce will hold office during the September 8th and September 22nd regular meetings of council. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.